Talk about what's the above Mishnah base. Koyver and mate. So how you over and back, Sadra. People that were taking a mate to be buried. And on the way to the base of Kfar, they were going to go right underneath a balcony that overhung the entrance of the house. The Hegif Echem Mehem Ethadela. And one of the people that were being malava the mace went up ahead and held the door to the entrance of the house shut. Or he shut it with a key. He locked it so it would stay shut. As if the entrance to the house was open, when they carried the mace underneath the balcony that overhung the entrance of the house, the tumor would go right through the entrance of the house and be the time of the contents of the house. So one of the malava went up ahead before they took the mace underneath the achsadra and held the door shut, or shut it with a key. In Yahwa Adalas Lamo Bifneat Motar, Ben Lav Tummy. If the door of the house would stay shut, even if it was not held shut by the person, or locked shut by the key, in such a case, the contents of the house would be tar, the Dalas would be chaitit Bifneat Tumay, would stop the tumor from entering the house. But if the door would not stay shut, without it being locked shut by the key, or being held shut by the person, then the contents of the house would become tamei from the mace that's being carried underneath the balcony that overhangs the entrance of the house. The reason being that, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, that any oil that's being supported by a person or by Caleb cannot be chaytis from a tumah, cannot stop a tumah from going through it. So therefore, this dalos, which makes up part of the oil of the house, cannot be chaytis from a tumah if it's being supported by a kli, such as the mafteach, the key, or by a person who's holding it shut. So therefore, if it only stays shut because it's being held shut by a person, or locked shut by a kli, which is a mafteach, the key, then it would not be chaytis b'nei tuma. And when the mace is taken underneath the balcony, the tuma of the mace would go right through the dalos and be metamei the contents of the house. V'chein chavis shel groigrois, o kupa shel tevet, shehein nesunois bechalo. The same would be true if there's a barrel full of dried figs, or a box full of straw that is placed inside a window. This window leads from one room to another room. The window is in a wall that divides two rooms, and there's a mace in one room, and the tumor would go right through the window, which is a tefach by a tefach, and be metame the contents of the adjacent room. But there was a chavish or gregus or a kupish or tevin inside that window, sealing off the window. The din is and Yecholim HaGroigrois Vatev and Lamoi Bifrei Atzman Tahirin Ben Lav Tameh. If the figs or the straw would stay right there in the window by themselves, even if they were not in the Chavis or the Kupa, then the contents of the adjacent room would be tar. The Tumah would not escape through the window that's a Tefah by a Tefah and be Metame the Kalim in the adjacent room. And the Tevin and the Groigrois would seal off the window. But if the Tevin or Gregorius would not stay in the window unless they were in the Chavis or the Kupa, then the contents of the adjacent room would be Tame. As we said, that anything that can only stay in place because it's being held by a Kli or by a person would not be Chaytid Befnei HaTumah. So therefore, the Gregorius or the Tevin would not be Chaytid Befnei HaTumah, would not stop the Tumah from going through the window if they're only staying in place because they're in a Chavis or a Kupa. The Mefarshim should speak out that the Gregorius or Tevin that the Mishnah is referring to are spoiled and are not fit for Achila. The Gregorius are not fit for the Achila of a person, and the Tevin is not fit for the Achila of a behemoth. So therefore, the person is Mevatel there. He plans on keeping it in the window. Only in such a case would it be Chaytit Befnei HaTumah and stop the tumah from going through the window and being Metame the Caleb in the adjacent roof. But if the Gregorius or the Tevin are fit for Achila, in such a case you're not Mevatel there. You plan on taking it out of the window eventually. So therefore, it would not be chaytif b'fnei tumah, would not stop the tumah from going right through it and being metame the kalim in the other room. When there's a mace in a house, and that house is partitioned off with kankanim, with earthenware kalim, and the opening to the kalim faces the part of the house of which there's a mace. So therefore, the kalim themselves cannot be chaytif b'fnei tumah, since the insides of a kli charis is makabel tumah. It cannot be chaytid from that tumah. It cannot stop the tumah from traveling through them and being metame kalim that are on the other side of the kankanim. The talk betit. But you plastered the openings to the kankanim with plaster. Im yachwa atiach lama b'fnei atmotar b'im lav tumah. If the plaster would stay in place by itself, even had the kankana been removed. In such a case, the kalim on the other side of the kankana would be tar, they would not become tamei from the mace on the other side of the kankana, and the plaster would be choytet b'fnei atumah. But if the plaster would not stay in place without the kankana, the plaster would not be choytet b'fnei atumah, it would not stop the tumah from traveling to the other side of the tiyah, and the kankana being metame kalim on the other side. And since they cannot stand by itself, unless they're supported by kankana, they cannot be choytet b'fnei atumah, as we said, that anything that's being supported by kalim cannot be choytet b'fnei atumah, it cannot stop tumah from going through it and being metame kalim on the other side. A wall that serves a house. Yadin mechtel mechtel would be judged half and half, meaning to say an outer wall of a house that a mace is found inside the wall. Depending on which half of the wall the mace is found in, that would tell us which way the tumor would go. Ketzad, what's the case? Kaisa shehula aver, tumor b'teichet. A wall that faces the ear, meaning the outer wall of a house, that the outer part of the wall faces outdoors, and the inner part of the wall faces the house. And a tumor is found right inside the wall. Mechetzio ulefnim habayis tamei v'ha'oymed milmalon tar. If the mace or the kazayis from the mace is found on the inner half of the wall, in such a case, the entire house and the contents of the house would become tamei from the mace. It's as if the mace was right inside the house, and therefore everything inside the house would become tamei. And anybody who stands or is put above the wall, which the mace is in, would be tar. As even though the mace is inside a small area of the wall, which is less than a tefach by a tefach. And normally when a mace is confined in a space that's less than a tefach by a tefach, the tumor would break through and go all the way up to the shemayim, and anybody who would be on top of the tumor would become tummy. But in this case, since we said that the entire content of the house is tummy, the reason being is that we look at it as if the mace was found inside the house itself, and the house, of course, is an area much larger than a tefach by a tefach, so therefore, the tumor of the mace does not break through the wall and go up over the wall, and anybody who is put above the wall of which the mace is in would be tar. Mechetzio ulechutz habayis tar. But if the mace is found in the outer half of the wall, in such a case, the house and the contents of the house is tar. And since the mace was found in the outer half of the wall, it's not as if the mace is inside the house, so therefore the house is tar. But somebody who stands above the wall of which the mace is in would become tummy. And since the mace is in an area that's less than a tefach by a tefach, the space that the mace was put in does not have a tefach by a tefach, the din is that the tumah of the mace breaks through and goes all the way up to the shemayim, so therefore anybody who's above that wall would become tamei. Mechza lemechza habayis tamei v'ha'omid momalon rameir mitamei v'chachamim mitar. If the mace is half and half, meaning to say that part of the mace, or the kedayis min ha'mace, is in the inner half of the wall, and the other part of the mace in the outer half of the wall. Where machmer, we say the bias is tummy. It's as if the mace was found inside the house, even though part of the mace is in the outer half of the house, but since part of it is in the inner half of the house, where machmer, we say it's as if it was found inside the house, and the entire content of the house becomes tummy. And somebody who stands above the wall of which the mace is in, we have a machoker of Meir and Chachamim. Rabbi Meir is mitame. As Rabbi Meir holds that even though we're machmer, we say it's as if the mace was found inside the house, and the area of the house, of course, is more than a tefa by a tefa. Even so, we're also machmer the other way. And we say it's as if the mace was found entirely in the outer half of the house, and it's confined in a space that's less than a tefa by a tefa. So the tumor of the mace breaks through the wall of the house and rises up to the shemayim. By the chacham amitar, as the chacham don't want to be machmer both ways. As the chacham holds, since we're machmer, we say it's as if the mace was found inside the house, and the house is an area more than a tefa by a tefa. The tumor of the mace does not break through the wall, and therefore somebody who's oymed mamala would not become tummy. Rabbi Yehuda oymer ka kaisa lebayis. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with what we said before, that we differentiated whether the mace was found in the inner half of the wall of the house or the outer half of the wall of the house. That only if it was found in the inner half would it be as if the mace was inside the house. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no matter which half of the wall the mace was found, the entire contents of the house is tummy. We always say it's as if the mace was found inside the house, an entire house would be tummy, and somebody who stands above the wall would be tar. And since, no matter where the mace was found, it's as if it was found inside the house, and the house is an area of more than a tefa by a tefa, somebody who stands above the wall would not become tummy.